Mr. President, I rise in support of both Senate Resolution 47 and Senate Resolution 48. These two resolutions are part of a bipartisan and bicameral effort to close the digital divide in the Commonwealth. And when I first embarked on this journey over 2 years ago while serving in the House, I wrote a column for the York Daily Record titled, Closing the Digital Divide. The column took into account promises made and promises broken by companies that had pledged to make high-speed internet available to everyone across the state. After starting the bipartisan House Broadband Caucus with my good friend and colleague, the gentlelady from Greene County, we were told, ladies, you're on a fool's errand, that we wouldn't be able to get anywhere on this issue. At the time, we were told by the FCC that roughly 800,000 residents in the Commonwealth lacked access to high-speed internet. This was data self-reported by internet service providers throughout the state. With any research, the saying goes, trust but verify. In February, Governor Wolf called for significant investments into deploying broadband in underserved and unserved areas throughout the state. At that same time, a comprehensive report by Penn State University showed that nearly 11 million people are without access to high-speed internet. That's a far cry from the FCC report. Earlier this month, my good friend and colleague from Lycoming County, who chairs the Center for Rural Pennsylvania, followed up on the Penn State study. The Center for Rural Pennsylvania's report showed that there is not a single county among our Commonwealth's 67 counties that has over 50% of the population served by broadband connectivity. Now, some will say that this issue is simply about getting Netflix into every home, and I say to you, nothing could be further from the truth. Earlier today, we concurred on another bill I've worked on with the help of my friend and colleague from Lancaster County to provide another option to our schools to deal with unplanned school closures. The bill provides an option for continuity of education for students during a school closure by utilizing technology or other means to conduct a school day despite not being in the classroom. The other means is designed to address those schools that have connectivity issues. In Southeastern School District, vehicles show up in the school's parking lot after hours because students need to park near the school to access the Wi-Fi in order to do their homework because they can't access high-speed internet at home. Our education system is becoming more and more reliant on the internet. Textbooks are being replaced with Chromebooks, and the question is, will we be ahead or behind the curve? Our economy is continually evolving, and technology is a necessary part of the overall equation. In my district, we have federal government employees and contractors who travel to and from Washington, D.C., but would much rather telecommute from home. We have healthcare patients in rural areas who could speak with their doctor through telemedicine if there was access to high-speed internet. Instead, they have to drive or find someone to drive them a half hour, an hour, to speak with a physician. Heart pacemakers and defibrillators today communicate with healthcare professionals to monitor our loved ones' health and vital statistics. Even our agricultural sector is relying on the latest technology to ensure that their livestock and crops are healthy. Cows are wearing Fitbits, farmers are using drones to monitor their crops. None of this is possible without high-speed internet access. And that's why this issue is much more important than just helping someone access Netflix. And that's why making sure that we address this issue with a thoughtful, deliberative approach is imperative. Senate Resolution 47 will put together a bicameral and bipartisan commission to recommend improvements for the deployment of high-speed internet in our state's unserved and underserved areas. Members who served this body before us made a concerted effort to invest in high-speed internet. And while I appreciate the latest calls for increased investments into this much-needed service throughout the Commonwealth, I am simply asking that we look at what has been done based on prior laws that required an investment to increase access to areas in need. Did these companies follow the law? What worked? What didn't work? What can we learn from prior laws? Again, trust but verify. As someone who has joined the chorus of those frustrated with our state's implementation of a statewide radio system that started in the 1990s and continues to plague taxpayers We cannot repeat the mistakes of the past. We cannot ask the taxpayers to invest without ensuring that prior taxpayer-funded investments were not wasted with regard to high-speed internet deployment. And that's why we must trust but verify. And that's exactly what Senate Resolution 48 will do. This resolution will direct the Legislative Budget and Finance Committee to conduct an in-depth investigation and audit into the compliance of telecommunications carriers with prior state laws that required the deployment of broadband in the mid-1990s and the early 2000s. Mr. President, I appreciate the bipartisan support of this legislation and respectfully ask for an affirmative vote on both Senate Resolution 47 and Senate Resolution 48. Thank you, Mr. President.